Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you in a room full of very important people. From the city of Colorado Springs, senior bike planner, Kate Brady is here. Kate, it is great to see you.
Nice to see you too, Renee.
Also, we have Cully Radvilis from SRAM. Hello, Cully.
Hi, how's it going? Well,
we're doing good. Thanks so much for coming in. And from Penrose St. Francis Health Services, Chauncey Carroll is here. Hello, Chauncey.
Hi, good morning.
Well, I wonder, what the theme is today. Anybody? Anybody?
Bicycles.
That's right. It is Bike Month, and coming up on June 26th, it is Bike to Work Day, and we're talking all things bikes in Colorado Springs and all that fun stuff and how you can participate and how healthy it is. Right,
yes,
Chauncey?
Of course.
Cycling is healthy. But first, Kate, let's start with you. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. It's good to see you again.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the Bike to Work Day, but really cycling in Colorado Springs is huge. I mean, it really is.
Getting bigger every day.
Right?
So, yep. We're really excited about giving people places to bike safely and then having events like Bike to Work Day that are fun and offer people an encouragement to give it a try.
And it's really fascinating when you know, we've talked with the Visit Colorado Springs, and it's a booming tourist industry, cycling here.
Yep.
And it's just amazing. And I know trails are being worked on and stuff like that to help the cycling world in Colorado Springs.
Tis the season, yes.
Tis the season. Yeah. So it is time to dust off the bike if you haven't done that yet. Or get one if you don't own one, right?
Or bike ride, you don't even have to own one. You can just subscribe and rent one for a couple of minutes.
Exactly. You can get an app and just rent it that way, which is so much fun. So let's talk about the whole premise of Bike Month really quick. So it's get out and cycle, isn't it, for Bike Month?
Yep. It's just an opportunity for us to highlight all the different ways that you can bike recreationally, utility, to work, for fun, with your family, to school, all kinds of different ways.
Right. And, it's so much fun. And that's why we do Bike to Work Day now. This is a local Bike to Work Day, is that right?
That's correct. This is, we are running it here in Colorado Springs. At the same time, they're having it all across the state.
So the Colorado Bike to Work Day.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
So that is June 26th. What morning is that?
It is a Wednesday morning from 6 a.m. to 9.
So lots goes on, right, for Bike to Work Day. So much goes on.
Yeah.
So you start cycling to work, and you can stop off at certain stations. Are there stations throughout the city you can stop off?
We've got 30-plus stations that are on our trails and on our streets at places of business as well. So there's a map on our website, coloradosprings.gov/bike-to-work. And so there's a map of all the different locations. And really, we're trying to hit people where they're between their homes and their places of business.
Absolutely. And again, they're breakfast stations. So is it free breakfast if they do the Bike to Work Day?
Free light breakfast. Yep. Okay. First come, first serve. So that's important to know.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe if you're biking to work a little bit early, you might have to grab some breakfast.
Literally, it could be you snooze, you lose.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. And
but we hope not.
We
hope that everybody gets them.
Absolutely. And you would like folks to register actually for Bike to Work Day.
We would, so that we have a good sense of our numbers. This is new this year. You don't have to register for what breakfast stations you go to, but we would like you to register for the event. And to thank you for doing so, we have drawings for event t-shirts, which we only have 100 of those. So that's really a choice commodity.
Well, but as you and I were talking before we started this morning, it's growing bigger and bigger every year, isn't it, Bike to Work Day?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So last year, I think we had... Gosh, I can't even remember the number, but it was, we had, I think, 20% growth over the first year.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really exciting. And it really gives people an opportunity to try something that they may not have tried before in an atmosphere that's festive and fun, and other people are doing so as well.
Absolutely. And also there's going to be a map too, right? So people can go look because, you may not be as familiar with, say, the trails or stuff like that that you can use to bike to work.
So all that information is on our webpage, the coloradosprings.gov/bike-to-work. You can get in through there. There's a map of the breakfast stations, and we'll make sure if there isn't one now that there's a link to where the a map to of the trails and the on-street bike.
Yeah, perfect. Because someone who, like me, who bikes to work? No. At 2:30 in the morning? No.
Probably not.
No, probably not. Well, that is so fantastic. So everybody needs to go get registered, coloradosprings.gov/biketowork to get registered for Colorado Bike to Work Day, June 26th. Hey, get all your coworkers to do it too, and you all can meet up and have some yummy breakfast.
Yep. And actually, the people in your workplace who may already bike are a great resource for how you might go and what you might do and so forth.
Perfect. Yeah. So go get registered. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have more with Kate Cully and Chauncey next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are talking about Bike Month and Bike to Work Day on June 26th. And joining us, Senior Bike Planner for the City of Colorado Springs, Kate Brady, is here. Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Cully Radvalis from SRAM is here. Hello, Cully. Great to see you.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And Chauncey Carroll from Penrose St. Francis Health Services is here. Hello, Chauncey.
Hello.
And really quick, Kate, we were talking in the break. We were talking about how some of the breakfast stations are sponsored, of course.
Yes.
And somebody might be listening and going, but I want to sponsor a breakfast stop.
Yes.
Are we past that deadline?
We have done our major, we've just kind of kicked off our major promotional kick in the newspapers and so forth. But if they still want to sponsor a breakfast station, please let us know. There's information on that webpage, coloradosprings.gov/biketowork. Or better yet, start planning now for next year.
For next year.
For the best breakfast station ever.
Yes, because I hear, Cully, it's quite a competition, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we're trying to satisfy the bike riders as best we can, and at SRAM, I think we're doing our part to make that happen.
Yeah, so, I'm hearing that you guys have one of the hottest breakfast stations.
We do, yeah. So this is our third year. We started at the first year 3 years ago when Colorado Springs moved to this format of breakfast stations all over the city, and we have a breakfast station at Goose Gossage Park at the intersection of two main trails, the Sitton Trail and the Pikes Peak Greenway. And at that breakfast station, we have breakfast burritos. I think we're going to have donuts this year and coffee from Holdfast Coffee. So some great nutritional snacks to speed you up on your ride to work or slow you down, however you want to do it.
I'm sure when we talk to Chauncey, we're not going to hear things about donuts at their.
Lots of fruit.
Yeah, lots of fruit.
We have fruit too.
So, Cully, tell us about SRAM. If folks don't know what SRAM is, fill us in on what SRAM is.
Sure. So SRAM is a mountain bike and road bike component manufacturer. We're based... We have an office here in Colorado Springs. This is where most of our mountain bike development happens for suspension forks and disc brakes. So there's a good chance that if you have a medium to high-end mountain bike that you have some SRAM components on it today. So all that engineering work happens here in Colorado Springs for RockShox suspension and SRAM brakes. And we chose Colorado Springs because of the access to the outdoors, the access to trails, so that we can test our products here in our backyard.
That's fantastic. So how long has SRAM been in Colorado Springs?
SRAM's been in Colorado, well, so RockShox started in Colorado Springs, I believe, in 2000, and then was acquired by SRAM in 2005.
Wow.
So SRAM is the parent company, kind of absorbed RockShox, and RockShox and SRAM are still going strong in Colorado Springs.
It sounds like it. Yeah, and like you said, you have the perfect testing ground, right?
Exactly.
You?
Ute Valley Park is right behind our office, and we go on lunch rides almost every day, as long as the weather's nice, to test our components and make our products better for the riders out there.
That's fantastic. So how long has SRAM been involved with the Bike to Work Day?
So this is our third year sponsoring a breakfast station. So once Colorado Springs moved to this format of breakfast stations throughout the city, SRAM saw that opportunity and wanted to jump on board and say, look, we're here. We're one of the biggest bicycle component companies in the world, and we want to show our support for riding in our city.
Absolutely. And do you guys like to support other bike to works across the state as well?
I believe this is the only one in the state that we support. We have offices in Indianapolis, San Luis Obispo, California, and Chicago. And I know we do bicycle advocacy support in all of those areas as well. So as far as statewide, this is the only location that we support at this level, because this is our backyard and we want Colorado Springs to show its best foot for bicycle efforts.
Absolutely. And some people might be going, well, where do I find which bikes? You probably can't list specific bikes, but bikes that the SRAM products are on.
Sure. So
components.
Pretty much all bike manufacturers that are out there, so Specialized, Trek, Cannondale, and even the small brands like Borealis, which is based right here in Colorado Springs, they all spec some level of SRAM components depending on the price range of the bike. So, we sell components to all levels of bike manufacturers, from the smallest like Borealis to the biggest like Specialized and Trek.
So since you're the bike specialist, Cully, I think if somebody's like listening to this and going, it's bike month and bike to work day is coming up and I want to participate, but I don't have a bike.
Sure.
So what would be a great tip to get them started?
Yeah, so there's a ton of super helpful bike shops throughout town. Pro Cycling is right up the street, and they have a great selection of bikes. Basically, I'd recommend getting in at the price range that you're comfortable with, and any bike's going to be better than no bike. And like Kate said earlier, there's also Pike Ride, the bike share program, which is, I believe, going in on its second year right now.
Yeah.
And so you don't even need to own a bike to participate in Bike to Work Day or any of the Bike Month activities that are going on. You can just use your app on your phone to rent a bike on Pike Ride and ride around to the breakfast stations and get your free breakfast that way.
Your gear. It sounds exciting. And again, Chauncey and Penrose St. Francis, they won't have the donuts. Maybe. She's like, well, you never know, right? Okay, you guys, we do need to take a quick news break, and we will come back. We'll have more with Chauncey, Cully, and Kate coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are talking about Bike Month, and more specifically, Bike to Work Day, June 26th. Joining us from Penrose St. Francis Health Services, Chauncey Carroll is here. Hello, Chauncey.
Good morning.
From SRAM, Cully Radvillis is here. Hello, Cully.
Hi.
And from the City of Colorado Springs, Senior Bike Planner, Kate Brady is here. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Renee.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are here. And we're talking about Bike to Work Day, which becomes bigger and bigger event every year. And we were talking about the Corporate Challenge. This is quite the hefty competition, it sounds like.
It is.
Some gloves come off. So let's talk about the Corporate Challenge. What exactly is the Corporate Challenge?
So, the Corporate Challenge is an opportunity for businesses to participate as well. And by participating, they encourage their employees to ride their bikes to work that day. And then there are several competitions amongst businesses, and that's where the competition that you were describing comes into play.
Now, can businesses still get involved with a Corporate Challenge?
They can.
Okay.
They can. So that, again, that's coloradosprings.gov/bike-to-work, and there's information in there on participating with the Corporate Challenge.
Now, Chauncey, I'm laughing because Penrose St. Francis dominated last year.
We did.
And I love the comment, we even beat the city.
I am quite competitive, and so I know how to rally the troops.
I was going to say, were you running around to everybody going,
yes.
Yeah, you're riding, right?
Yes. We also got bike jerseys for people. We gave away like coffee cards for little gift certificates to our, you know, Penrose St. Francis coffee shop, and, you know, all sorts of prizes that people could get for signing up and joining our team.
That's fantastic. So how are you doing on the team this year? Is it coming together nicely?
Yes. The Corporate Challenge definitely excites everyone. It fires up that competitive spirit in everyone to be the best employer, you know, be the best in the most number of riders. It just gets people excited to rally around a team rather than feel like they're just doing it on their own or individually. So it really boosts morale and camaraderie and makes us really come together as an organization.
Well, and of course, Penrose St. Francis Health Services supporting, Bike to Work Day and Bike Month is huge, of course.
Oh, sure. It's a no-brainer. I mean, obviously we want our patients to come to us and get better and get healthy, but we also care a lot about our associates, and that we know that, you know, healthcare can be a high stress, high burnout field sometimes, and it's important to invest in our own employees' health mentally and physically and in all of those areas so that they can better serve their patients as well.
Absolutely. And so do you guys participate in, now when they do the corporate challenge, and anybody can and jump in here, and I ask, Coley, I ask you, are you guys corporate challenging? And you're like, well, we don't know. You guys are figuring it out.
Yeah, we have a lot of our employees working our breakfast station,
right.
So it kind of decreases our numbers,
right.
If we want to be competitive.
Right.
But we definitely encourage all our employees to ride their bikes to work on Bike
Absolutely.
To Work Day as it's possible if
yeah.
you're not driving some bagels or breakfast burritos
exactly.
to our Bike to Work Day station.
And Kate, you were saying there's different challenges within the corporate challenge, right?
Yes. So
what are some of those different challenges?
Some of them are still being worked out.
Yeah.
But we do have them by the size of the organization. So,
right.
We have, I think, four classes of size of company. And then there's an effort index that goes into that. So it's not just strictly the number of people, but you know, if you have a business of two and you have both people ride, that looks a little bit different than if you have how many employees does
last year? I think we got over 100
out of
1,000.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
But that takes a lot more effort.
It does take a lot of
yeah.
effort.
So Chauncey, is there like a Bike to Work Day corporate challenge trophy that you know?
Yes, we got one from the city.
That's
and
awesome.
We proudly parade them and bring them out. So there are these big signs and they show that we won the corporate challenge and most number of riders. And they're really, they match the signs that are in around the city for, you know, bike path type of signs.
Yeah.
So they're really pretty cool.
That's very cool. And also Penrose St. Francis Health Services does have a breakfast station as well.
We do. We are collaborating with some businesses at the Lincoln Center, which is just north of Penrose Hospital on Cascade Avenue. So it's an elementary school turned into a really cool, hip, you know, breakfast and cafe type of place. So Building 3 Coffee will be providing the coffee for the station. Cafe Road Point will provide some smoothies and we'll provide the other breakfast materials.
Now, Kate, I'm afraid to ask, is there like a trophy for the best breakfast station?
There is, actually.
Is there really? Because I'm like, I think that Coley and Chauncey here are going to start throwing it down to get the best breakfast station trophy.
We have a number of different prizes. I think best breakfast, best giveaways. We have a people's choice. And so there's every station will have a number that you text in to for the people's choice award.
Right.
And that's sort of an overall best. And then there's a survey after the fact, so if you go to multiple breakfast stations, which many people do, then you can kind of mull on which one you felt had the best offerings and then vote.
Now, are most of the breakfast stations like in the downtown area, or are they kind of scattered all over town?
I would say most of them are close in, but we have quite a number that are, you know, we have one on the Santa Fe Trail up by Northgate. We have Buffalo Lodge, you know, on the west side. We have a couple at the different Y's. We've got some new ones on, you know, Cascade Avenue, Denver Biscuit. So it's a kind of a variety.
That's perfect. And then how many people do you think like just kind of hit all the?
All of them? All 30?
Well, maybe not all 30.
We, I think there are some people who have their own personal competitive competitions about how many they can get to.
That's funny. Well, hey, it sounds like there's some great stuff. And do you guys like hand out like Coley or Chauncey, do you hand out other things besides like breakfast, like little like treats for or something for them for stopping by?
At least for Penrose, we bring sunscreen and hand out a lot of sunscreen, and we have these really cool sporks, reusable sporks.
Oh, stop!
That people
that's awesome.
Just loved, and so we're gonna bring those back because people like went crazy over.
Are they like commemorative sporks?
They do say Penrose St. Francis Health Services on them, but they're great for camping or taking to work and very eco-friendly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love the spork. Okay. I mean, Coley, that's a the spork.
We don't have sporks, but but if you're a mountain biker, we will have some SRAM and RockShox apparel giving away. I believe in past years we had about 100 or so hats, so that first come, first serve thing is very much in play here.
Yeah.
So if you snooze, you lose, and you might miss out on a hat, but yeah, we have RockShox branded hats that we'll be giving away, or t-shirts. I'm not sure what we're doing exactly this year, but we will have some SRAM or RockShox branded apparel for people who stop by our station.
That's so fun. You guys, you know, if I wasn't on the air, I would come and bike to work.
Yes.
Yeah, and Kate, you're looking at me.
It's the best day of the year.
Right?
And one last thing to get a little bit away from the hospital healthy side, but there are some bike home from work offerings as well at various breweries around the city.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. So if you're biking home.
Well, yeah, look on our website. Or it's not up yet, but it will be. And so some of the different breweries that are part of the Brewshed Alliance will have various deals on.
Yeah, because once you bike to work, you still got to get home.
That's right. Exactly. We want to help people in both directions.
That sounds perfect. Okay, we do have to take a quick break, and we'll have more coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And joining us from SRAM, Kali Radvillis is here, and Kate Brady, senior bike planner from the city of Colorado Springs, is here, and from Penrose St. Francis Health Services, Chauncey Carroll is here, and we're talking all things Bike Month and Bike to Work Day. By the way, June 26th for Bike to Work Day. Make sure you get registered, coloradosprings.gov/Bike to Work Day. And Kali, you're also with Bike Colorado Springs, which is a nonprofit organization, right?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization that is under the umbrella of the Trails Open Space Coalition. So we advocate for bicycle infrastructure throughout the city, mostly related to the transportation and riding to get places aspect of bicycling, less the mountain bike and off-road trails. So We advocate for more connected trails and better connections between on-street infrastructure to the trail network so that you can safely get from your home or office to the trail network that will take you to a destination of your choosing throughout the city.
Well, and it's growing continuously, isn't it?
It is. So there's been many new paved trails that have opened in the recent weeks and months. Cottonwood Creek Trail is a great example of that.
Chauncey's like, yes.
We finally biked to St. Francis now.
Yeah, there
right.
You
it's,
go.
It's a wonderful connection that connects to the Pikes Peak Greenway up in the northeast part of our city and connects, I believe, the section of trail that now goes under Academy Boulevard connects approximately 11,000 houses within a mile.
Wow.
Or less.
So, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's a huge connection and making it possible for people to get places that they couldn't under their own power without the use of an automobile if they so choose.
Now, does Bike Colorado Springs also connect cyclists together? Like have groups like, hey, I'm a mountain biker and I want to connect with other mountain bikers? Or
We do. So we work with, there's a bunch of different organizations throughout the Pikes Peak region. For mountain biking, Medicine Wheel is probably the key organization. And as part of Bike Month and throughout the summer in general, Medicine Wheel is putting on Wednesday monthly rides at Trails End.
Okay.
Which is right at the base of Red Rocks Open Space. And
right.
There's these rides that are organized through there. So that's something that we're advertising on our calendar through Medicine Wheel, as well as SoCo Velo is putting on a road ride every Wednesday, and then Up A Down is putting on a community ride that starts at Oscar Blues.
Great.
And just is a family ride that anybody's open to join and just pedals around the city and kind of takes in the whole city on a bicycle. So no matter if you're off-road cyclist, a road rider, or just a city biker who wants to get around by bike, there's activities every Wednesday throughout Bike Month and throughout the summer that will appeal to your type of riding.
And let's talk about, we were just talking about it, Starlight Spectacular. This is one of the biggest events of the year, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, this is when everybody gathers. I don't know the date on Starlight Spectacular. It's kind of midsummer, isn't it?
It's actually the, it's not this Saturday. It's the next one, Saturday, June
22nd. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and folks meet at what? Garden of the Gods, right? Mm-hmm. With their bikes all decked out and bright lights and go through Garden of the Gods and then come partway through the. I was telling you guys, I sit on my deck and watch as they go cycling by because it's so awesome.
Yeah.
One of the big events. And then it sounds like Bike Fest. There's some Bike Fest coming up as well. Is that right? YMCA Bike Fest?
Yeah, there's the Cottonwood Creek YMCA Bike Fest that's going on. It's partially a celebration of the new Cottonwood Creek Trail, and it's bringing, like you said, bringing together different bicycle organizations throughout the city. So Colorado Cycling Club, SoCo Velo, and I believe some other cycling organizations in the city are joining together to put on this Bike Fest that runs all day. I believe that's on the 22nd as well.
So several chances, though, to get out and participate.
Check their website. Check their calendar for the dates.
So it's okay.
I think the Starlight is actually this weekend, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay. Is it? Okay, we're going to have
to
go
we'll
look.
We'll have to check.
We're going to have to verify.
We're going to get in big trouble for that one.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
They're already calling TJ. Are they already calling or messaging? But obviously, lots of opportunities. Get out and bike this month for Bike Month. It is so awesome. And what's a great place to go? Is it Bike Colorado Springs website to find out all these activities?
So bikecoloradosprings.org/calendar will get you to our Bike Month calendar, and you can find all the activities that are going on throughout Bike Month and other activities that we're helping with throughout the rest of the summer as well.
And of course, if you want to get registered for Bike to Work Day, learn about the trails, all the different breakfast stops, and who's going to win the breakfast competition for the stop. Chauncey's got that look on her
face.
We're
eyeing each other.
Yeah. Only and Chauncey, I know, are looking at each other like we're going to win. Go to coloradosprings.gov/biketowork, right? And you can get registered there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see everybody's pictures and all that fun stuff and get out and bike to work.
Not as many costumes as Starlight Spectacular because people are going to work, but...
You never know.
It's true.
You never know. They might, you know, but Starlight Spectacular really brings out the costume, so... You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for coming in today. Have fun, you guys. Friendly competition, I'm just saying. Friendly competition. You guys are awesome. Chauncey Carroll, Penrose St. Francis Health Services, Coley Radvillis from SRAM and Bike Colorado Springs, and from the City of Colorado Springs, Senior Bike Planner, Kate Brady.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up tomorrow on the Extra, Colorado Department of Transportation is here. We're going to focus on transportation plans in our area and throughout the state and how they go through that process. That's coming up tomorrow on the Extra on KRDO News Radio.